dental thing?
House will come to order. Members will please take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant of arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all cellular phones. The prayer tonight will be offered by Representative Martha Alexander. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand and remain standing for our Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, you are known by many names. Father, God, Allah, Yahweh, Lord, Abba, and O Holy One. We ask you for your blessings upon all of us gathered here today. Fill us with joy, grace, and an inner peace as we go about our daily task. And we ask your guidance as we deliberate and negotiate the many issues before us. Even though we are of different religious views as well as political views, let us not lose sight that we are here to serve all the citizens of North Carolina. Help us to have patience with each other as we work together to ensure that laws we enact are for the betterment of our citizens and that they carry the elements of truth, charity, and justice. Give us the strength to seek understanding and peace, which we endeavor to have so that our lives may be a shining beacon to those around us. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Roach recognized. Representative Moore is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for Thursday, June the 7th, 2012, has been examined and found to be correct. Moves approval is written.
Representative Moore moves that the journal for June 7th be approved as written. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will say no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly of the House. Ratifications of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports following bill to be ratified for presentation. The Governor's Senate Bill 236, an act adopting use of Niagara Swallowtail as official state butterfly designate. Let Live Much Festival as official fall Live Much Festival, the state of North Carolina designate Mary Live Much Festival as official spring Live Much Festival, the state of North Carolina designate Swansboro Mullet Festival as official Mullet Festival of North Carolina.
Charter bills will be noted. Members, our nurse of the day is Dr. Linda Boyle from Wilson, North Carolina. Dr. Ball, thank you for your service to the General Assembly. Reports of standing committees and permanent committees. Representatives Samuelson, McElrath, and West. The clerk will read.
Representative Samuelson, McElrath, and West, Chair of the Committee on Environment. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 229, a bill to be entitled an act to transfer the Division of Soil and Water Conservation and the Soil and Water Conservation Commission of the Department of Environment and Natural Resources to the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services and to make conforming changes. Favorable report is the House Committee Substitute Bill, which changes the title. Unfavorable is the Senate Committee Substitute Bill.
House Committee Substitute Bill calendar. Senate Committee Substitute Bill unfavorable original calendar. Message from the Senate.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 244, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize Sterling Montessori Academy and Charter School, the Casa Esperanza Montessori Charter School, and Kestrel Heights School to elect to participate in the state health plan for teachers and state employees and to provide protections for the whistleblowers alleging fraud or other misconduct related to the state health plan.
Insurance.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 261, a bill to be entitled an act to require intrastate motor carriers to be marked.
Calendar pursuant to Rule 36B.
Committee Substitute for House Bill 1025, a bill to be entitled an act to extend the sunset on certain tax provisions.
Calendar pursuant to Rule 36B.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 828, a bill to be entitled an act to make changes to the unemployment insurance laws.
Finance. Members, upon motion of Representative Rosa Gill for Wake County and the entire Wake... Forgive me. Strike that. Upon motion of Representative Geo Pridgeon, Charles Graham, and Garland Pills from Robeson County and Scotland Counties, the Chair is happy to extend the courtesy of the gallery to Paul Brooks, resident of Robeson County and Chief of the Lumbee Tribe. Chief Brooks, please stand and welcome to North Carolina House of Representatives. Upon motion, Representative Gill from Wake County and the entire Wake County delegation, the Chair is happy to extend the courtesy of the gallery to the Wake County Board of Education, being represented by Chair Kevin Hill and his wife, Patrice Hill, and Vice Chair Keith Sutton. Please rise and welcome to the North Carolina House of Representatives. Calendar. House Bill 296, the clerk will read.
City Committee Substitute for House Bill 296, a bill to be found an act to authorize Sampson County to prohibit the issuance of a special use or conditional use permit or building permit to a delinquent taxpayer and to authorize Sampson County to require the payment of delinquent property taxes before recording deeds conveying property.
What purpose, Representative Stan? What rise? Further discussion, further debate. Representative Bales recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. This bill is just what it says, and it's a bill that was given to me by the City of Clinton. I pledge your support for the bill.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the passage of the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 296 for concurrence. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed will say no. The ayes have it. Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 296 will be enrolled. House Bill 328, the clerk will read.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 328. A bill to be entitled an act to provide that a vacancy in the office of sheriff in Wayne County is filled by recommendation of the executive committee of the political party of the vacating sheriff.
Representative Sager from Wayne County is recognized.
Ladies and gentlemen, this bill, the only thing it does is allow the Republican Party or the party of the sheriff to make the nomination to the, and it has to be... As it says, it has to be accepted by the county commissioners or they will go through another procedure, but this has not changed since it left the House previously, so I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question is to concur on Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 328. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 328 will be enrolled. House Bill 511, the clerk will read.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 511, a bill to be entitled an act dissolving the Goldsboro-Wayne Airport Authority.
Representative Sager is recognized to explain the bill.
Let's see if I can do better on this one. This amounts to the fact that Goldsboro actually gave up their part of the airport as far as financing and so forth. It's already occurred. It happened over a year ago. We're just trying to make it legal. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question is the motion to concur on Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 511. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 511 will be enrolled. Public for concurrence. House Bill 149. The clerk will read.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 149, a bill to entitle an act to create criminal offense of terrorism.
Representative Killian is recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Fellow members, I would ask you to vote in favor of my motion to concur on this. The Senate made slight modifications, including a change of the effective date. It passed through unanimously in the Senate, and I would ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is the motion to concur by Representative Killian on Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 149. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 110 having voted in favor, none against. The motion concur on House Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 149 has passed and will be enrolled and sent to the governor. House Bill 176, the clerk will read.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 176, a bill to be entitled an act to provide for review of defendants' participation in the court-ordered abuser treatment program is recommended by the Joint Legislative Committee on Domestic Violence and expand the types of offenses reported by the clerk.
Representative McClawhorn from Pitts recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is a bill that has to do with abuser treatment program when the judge orders it for abusers in domestic violence cases. It passed out of the House unanimously last year, and it passed out of the Senate unanimously last week. They made the changes that they made in the Senate had to do with the date and a couple of technical changes, and I would ask that we concur. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is the motion by Representative McClawhorn to concur on Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 176. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 113 having voted in favor, none against. Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 176. Motion concurs, passed. It'll be enrolled and sent to the governor. For what purpose, the gentleman from Cleveland, Representative Moore, rise?
For a motion pertaining to tonight's calendar, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor.
Mr. Speaker, the House Resolution 1219, which is the resolution honoring the retiring members this year, be removed from tonight's calendar and be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Without objection. So ordered. For what purpose, the gentleman from Cherokee, Representative West, rise?
For a motion pertaining to tonight's calendar, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor.
I would move that House Bill 1086 be removed from tonight's calendar and rescheduled for Wednesday, June 13th.
Without objection?
86.
So ordered. House Resolution 1143, the clerk will read.
House Resolution 1143, a resolution honoring the Shaw University women's basketball team on winning the 2012 National Collegiate Athletic Association Division II Championship. The House resolves.
Representative Gill from Wake is recognized to explain the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can we have the resolution read in its entirety?
A House resolution honoring the Shaw University women's basketball team on winning the 2012 National Collegiate Athletic Association Division II Championship. Whereas on March 23, 2012, the Shaw University women's basketball team won the 2012 National Collegiate Athletic Association Division II Championship by defeating Ashland University by a score of 88-82. And whereas the championship gives Shaw University the first Division II NCAA title for women's basketball program, and whereas the Lady Bears have achieved an outstanding record during their NCAA tournament history, which includes 9 CIAA championships and 2 Final Four appearances, 4 Elite Eight appearances, and 5 Sweet 16 appearances, and whereas the Lady Bears won the 2012 Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association CIAA Tournament Championship, increasing the program's record to 9 CIAA Tournament titles, the most titles of any CIAA member. And whereas the Lady Bears were the CIAA regular season champions, achieving a conference record of 15-1, and whereas the Lady Bears triumphed on their home court this season by going undefeated, and whereas the Lady Bears finished the 2011-2012 season with a record 29-6, and were ranked number one by USA Today ESPN Top 25 Women in Basketball Coaches poll, and whereas much of Lady Bear's success can be attributed to the leadership of head coach Jock Curtis, a Shaw Hall of Fame coach, who during his 12 seasons at Shaw has led his team to a record 264-113. And whereas Coach Curtis maintains the record for the most CIAA championships by a member school, capturing his 250th NCAA win during the 2012 season. And whereas many individual team members are recognized for their efforts during the year and throughout their college careers, including Ashley Williams, who was named as the All-CIAA Team, CIAA Tournament MVP, and Atlantic Region MVP, Kyria Buford, who was named to the All-CIAA Team, CIAA Defensive Player of the Year, the Atlantic Region All-Tournament Team, and the NCAA Elite Eight All-Tournament Team, and Sequoia Griffin, who was named to the All-CIAA Team and NCAA Elite Eight All-Tournament Teams. And whereas each year, Shaw University is recognized as one of the nation's top Division II academic institutions, and its basketball program continues to have one of the highest graduation rates for its athletes. And whereas the success of the women's basketball team is a fitting testimonial and memorial to the late Dr. James E. Little, a 1925 graduate of Shaw University who served in many capacities to the university, including baseball coach, athletic director, and professor of health and physical education for almost 50 years. And whereas Dr. Little was both a respected athlete during his time at Shaw and as an undergraduate and dedicated Bear throughout his career. And whereas Shaw University's extraordinary compliments bring great honor and distinction to the state of North Carolina and deserve recognition by the state. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives. Section 1, the House of Representatives expresses the appreciation and admiration of the people of North Carolina to Shaw University women's basketball team for winning the 2012 National Collegiate Athletic Association Division II Championship. Section 2, the House of Representatives especially recognizes achievements of team members Shamika Brown, Kyria Buford, Isaria Diaz, Tene Fleming, Sequoia Griffin, Crystal Herrick, Alicia Lane, Jasea Mangum, Brittany Ransom, Brittany Spencer, Paige Stovall, Victoria Tanner, Ashley Williams, Head Coach Jock Curtis, Associate Head Coach Carl Hatchell, Assistant Coach Ashtani Timol, Assistant Coach Jonas Richard, and Athletic Trainer Sean Burton. Section 3, the House of Representatives honors the memory of Dr. James E. Little and extends its appreciation for his contribution to Shaw University. Section 4, the Principal Clerk shall transmit a certified copy of this resolution to Shaw University President Dorothy Kauser Yancey, Director of Athletics Alfonso Carter, and the family of Dr. James E. Little and all of the individuals honored in this resolution. Section 5, this resolution is effective upon adoption.
Representative Gill has the floor to explain the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Many of you have heard a sport commentator say, here he could go all the way. That is exactly what these Lady Bears did this year. On March 23rd, 2012, the Shaw University Lady Bears basketball team made history by winning the 2012 NCAA Division II National Championship and brought home the gold. This was indeed an honor for the Shaw University's family, the city of Raleigh, the county of Wake, and the state of North Carolina. Having ruled the CIAA conference winning the tournament 7 out of the last 9 years, these young ladies were not satisfied. This is the year they wanted to go all the way. This win wasn't an easy one. They had to face three top seed teams on their way to win the NCAA Division II National Championship, with a final victory over number one seed, the Lady Eagles of Ashland College. I watched all of the games from my living room couch because I could not travel with them, and I had to pay to view them on television. But it was a great team because we had all of my Shaw alumni with me. So we had a great time watching the game. But there were moments during the game when we all had to send up a special prayer because they fell behind about three times, but they finally pulled it out in the end. But under the great leadership of head coach Jack Curtis and his outstanding staff of assistant coaches, the Lady Shaw Bears displayed their remarkable talent, endurance, and teamwork as they won yet another national title, adding to North Carolina's great legacy of being a state that produces great champions. This win is in memory of the great Papa Bear, the legendary former football and basketball coach and athletic director, Dr. James E. Lytle, who was a diehard Shaw Bear. Even after 50 years of having been at Shaw University, you could always see him on the sideline of our football, at our football games, and at our basketball games. So, Papa Bear, wherever you are, I know you were watching that game and helping us cheer our Lady Bears to victory. Please join me in congratulating the 2012 NCAA Division II National Champions, the Shaw University Lady Bears basketball team. Tonight, our president, Dr. Yancey, sends her regrets, along with members of the team, because the year is over for them at Shaw University. And our coach, Curtis, is in Salisbury receiving the Coach of the Year. So if you would you please stand with me and give a hearty congratulations to the Lady Bears from Shaw University. As an added note, I just want all of you to know that I used to be a good basketball player, and I played on the Champs intramural sports team at Shaw University.
Representative Ross from Wake is recognized to speak on the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And my colleague, Representative Gill, gave you the blow-by-blow, play-by-play of this season. But I want you to know all the men's basketball fans who were so disappointed this season have somebody and a wonderful team to be proud of. And in addition to being proud of this championship team, they should be proud of Shaw University, because Shaw University is one of the oldest universities in North Carolina, operating continuously at the highest possible academic level and producing fabulous graduates who go on to do wonderful things. The other thing that I'd like to say about the Lady Bears, since we have a ladies team that was the national championship winner, is that it's a testament to the importance of women's sports and women's leadership and to Title IX. And I am just so proud of the Lady Bears. I posted them on my Facebook page the second they won, and I'm looking forward to another national title next season. I commend the resolution to you.
Representative Hall from Durham is recognized to speak on the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House members, I want to be brief, but certainly add a word of congratulations to the Lady Shaw Bears, and certainly to their athletic director, Alfonso Carter, who helped build them back into a national power, and to coach Jock Curtis, who is not here, but getting a well-deserved Coach of the Year. I think one of the most outstanding things is to remember he graduates his players, and out of the ones who have completed 4 years of eligibility, they all have graduated. So certainly we can't always say that about champions we bring to this floor and to this house, but certainly they're setting a standard. So congratulations to them, and keep up the good work to the Shaw Bears.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Resolution 1143. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 114 having voted in favor, none against. House Resolution 1143 has passed and will be ordered as printed. House bill, members, on the motion of Representative Gill from Wake County and the entire Wake County delegation, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to 2012 NCAA Division II champions, the Shaw University Lady Bears, who are being represented by Athletic Director Dr. Alfonza Carter, Women's Basketball Assistant Coaches, Mr. Jonas Richard, Ms. Ashante Tamal, and Mr. Carl Hartzell, and Sports Information Director, Ms. Sherry Fillingham. Please stand and welcome to the House of Representatives. House Bill 1087, the clerk will read.
House Bill 1087, a bill to entitle an act to authorize the town of Fontana Dam to levy an occupancy tax. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Representative West from Cherokee is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. What this bill would do, it would allow the town of Fontana Dam to occupy up to a 3% occupancy tax, require them to establish a tourism development authority to administer the proceeds. I appreciate your support on the bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 1087 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 186 having voted in favor, 28 against. House Bill 1087 has passed its second reading and will remain on the calendar.
Representative Sam and Stevens are recognized to send forth committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Stam and Stevens, chairs the Judiciary Subcommittee B, House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 416, a bill to entitle an act to amend the Racial Justice Act to provide for the relevancy of statistics from the county or prosecutorial district where the capital defendant receives the death penalty. With the approval of the Standing Committee Chair, Representative Daughtry, favor report as to the House Committee Substitute Bill Number 2, which changes the title, unfavorable as the House Committee Substitute Bill Number 1.
House Committee Substitute Bill Number 2, calendar. House Committee Substitute Bill Number 1, unfavorable calendar. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, some of you, it was a bit late. I think it was around 5 today. You received an email about the possible grouping of some of the local bills that we'll be moving to that are under second and third reading. I have received feedback from a couple of members. I would like to go through the list. It has been revised. There are three others that have been opted out, so the chair would like to go through and then give you a moment. We'll stand at ease for a moment to see whether or not you're okay with the voice vote on the following bills. This is at the middle of the page 2 of your calendar. The grouping would be House Bill 987, House Bill 1059, House Bill 1071, House Bill 1108. At the bottom of the page, House Bill 1138. On the following page, House Bill 1204, House Bill 1205, House Bill 1212, and Senate Bill 830. Again, ladies and gentlemen, these are local bills. They will be voice vote on second and third reading. The House will be at ease if you take a moment to review that list, and the chair will recognize anyone to have an item removed from the list.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hare, please state your purpose. The House will come to order.
Inquiry, the chair.
The gentleman is recognized to state his inquiry.
Did you have House Bill 991, Jackson County Occupancy Tax Changes?
No, sir. That will be voted on separately.
Okay. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chair has been advised that you should remove from that list House Bill 1071. I believe Representative Gill has an amendment. And also House Bill 1212. I believe Representative Sam has an amendment. Is there any objection to any other bills being grouped for the voice vote? Is there further objection? Seeing no objection, the group of bills will be read off. The clerk will read. Ladies and gentlemen, again, the group will be, and the clerk will read each of these bills before we vote. House Bill 987, House Bill 1059, House Bill 1071, no, chair stands corrected, that's been removed. House Bill 1108. At the bottom of the page, House Bill 1138. On the following page, House Bill 1204, House Bill 1205, House Bill 1212 will be removed. It's not on the list. And Senate Bill 830. Without objection, the bills be read for second reading. The clerk will read.
House Bill 987, a bill to be entitled to an act to allow persons who work in Wake County to be eligible for membership on the Board of Trustees of Wake Technical Community College. House Bill 1059, a bill to be entitled to an act to allow the City of Ashburn to build motor vehicles feeding the operations of Downtown Farmers Market. House Bill 1108, a bill to be entitled to an act to make modifications to the Butner Public Safety Authority. House Bill 1138, a bill to be entitled an act to permit the County of Davidson to utilize design-build method of construction and renovation of county buildings. Committee substitute for House Bill 1204, a bill to be entitled an act authorizing Union County to construct law enforcement and human service facilities using design-build delivery methods. House Bill 1205, a bill to be entitled an act to make it unlawful to go on certain posted property without written permission. Senate Bill 830, a bill to be entitled an act to allow Iredell County to establish a satellite register of deeds office and to authorize the recording of documents at that office. General Assembly of North Carolina in action.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is the passage of the bills enumerated by the clerk. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will say no. The ayes have it. The bills enumerated by the clerk have passed their second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina in action.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of the grouping bills read by the clerk on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. Ladies and gentlemen, the House bills will move to the Senate. There is one Senate bill in the grouping, and it will be enrolled. And as is the case, you'll notice in all of our announcements, it's the assumption that we'll be sending these all by special messenger just to get them over to the other chamber as quickly as possible. Now we're back to the top of the second and third readings for local bills. House Bill 943, the clerk will read.
House Bill 943, a bill to be entitled an act to require the approval of the Board of Commissioners of Davidson County before a city not primarily located within Davidson County may annex any territory within Davidson County. General Assembly of North Carolina enacted.
Representative Dockham is recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. If you listen to the reading clerk, this bill does exactly what the title says. And let me give you just a few more specifics, actually. This bill would keep the city of High Point, which is located in Guilford County, from coming across the county line and annexing areas in Davidson County without the permission or approval of the Davidson County Board of Commissioners. This is a local bill. Let me tell you why we're asking for this request tonight. The growth of High Point into Davidson County has cost $1.2 million in current school expense for Davidson County. We have lost over $600,000 in sales tax. We have had to build two schools. We need to build actually more than one school a year, but lately we had to build a $14 million elementary school and a $21 million middle school just to accommodate the growth that is the result of High Point annexing into Davidson County. Now, some of you may hear an argument that this is about property rights. Well, people who own property will have the same rights that they have now. They will just have to go before the Board of Commissioners in Davidson County and get their approval. And I might add, if you want to be consistent, during the long session, we passed a bill just like this, House Bill 358, and every one of you that are sitting here on this floor, with the exception of the Speaker, who was not in the chair, and Representative Lewis, who was out that day, voted for this same thing for the county of Chatham that was being annexed by the city of Cary. So I'll be glad to answer any questions. I would, Representative Brown and I, Larry Brown and Rain Brown, would appreciate your support. We'll be glad to answer any questions. Thank you very much.
Representative Larry Brown, please state your purpose.
Speak briefly on the bill.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this not only is the city of High Point, but my good friend forgot to mention Winston-Salem also encroaches from the north side, and we certainly hope that you'll support this. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate. Representative Jordan, please state your purpose.
Inquiry for the bill sponsor.
Does the gentleman yield?
Yes, sir.
He yields. The House will come to order.
Thank you, Representative Dockham. Does this cover involuntary and voluntary annexation?
Yes, sir, it does.
It does cover voluntary?
Voluntary and involuntary, yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 943 on its second reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All opposed will say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House Bill 943 has passed its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 943 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. House Bill 943 has passed its second reading, will be sent to the Senate by special messenger. Or third reading, too. Ladies, I was already going to my next point. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, until you are informed otherwise, just to make you aware, all the votes that are coming up are voice votes, so you don't need to reach for the button until we get to that part of the agenda. House Bill 991, the clerk will read.
House Bill 991, a bill to be entitled an act to postpone the effective date of changes made to the Jackson County occupancy tax during the 2011 regular session of the General Assembly. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Representative Harris recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Jackson County has had a 3-cent occupancy tax for some time. At the last session, they got authority, if they wanted to raise it to 6%. There are some local issues that need to be resolved. So at the request of all five of our county commissioners, by the way, I would might add two are Democrats, two are Republicans, and the chairman is an independent, they all requested that the occupancy tax changes be delayed till January the 1st. So there's no opposition to this, and I would hope that you would vote to support it.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 991 on its second reading. All those in favor will say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. House Bill 991 has passed its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina. Now.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 991 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes have it. House Bill 991 has passed its third reading and will be sent to the Senate by special messenger. House Bill 1071, the clerk will read.
House Bill 1071, a bill to entitle an act to provide for the date for the organizational meeting of the Wake County Board of Education to be governed by general law, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Representative Gill, are all the members in possession of the copy of the amendment?
Yes, I think so.
Would the lady like to be recognized to send forth the amendment?
Yes.
Representative Gill is recognized to send forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Gill moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 19, by rewriting that line to read.
The lady is recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, the Wake County Board, School Board has requested that we change the effective date to December the 1st, 2012. I know of no opposition to this, so I ask for your support of the amendment.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question before the House is the passage of the amendment offered by Representative Gill to House Bill 1071. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 117 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. The amendment passes. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, we're back on the bill. House Bill 1071. Representative Gill, please state your purpose.
To debate the bill.
The lady is recognized to debate the bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a change that is at the request of the Wake County School Board. On April 24th at its regular meeting, the members of the Wake County School Board voted unanimously to change the local legislation to remove the June and July language and return to being governed by the general statute. I think Wake County was one of the only counties that had the June or July language for their organizational meeting. And the general statute will allow the school board to hold their organizational meeting no longer than 60 days after the swearing in of members following an election. I know of no opposition to this change. I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 1071 as amended on its second reading. All those in favor will say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. House Bill 1071, as amended, has passed its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 1071 as amended on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. House Bill 1071 as amended has passed its third reading and will be engrossed and sent to the Senate by special messenger. House Bill 1109, the clerk will read.
House Bill 1109, a bill to entitle an act to protect the property rights of homeowners by requiring that development permits issued to repair or reconstruct single-family and duplex residential dwellings in Dow County greater than 5,000 square feet and constructed prior to August 11, 2009 shall include a minimum setback of 60 feet or 30 times the shoreline erosion rate, whichever is greater. General Senator of North Carolina next.
Representative Spear, please state your purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for a motion.
The General is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I would move that House Bill 1109 be removed from tonight's calendar and recalendered for Tuesday, June 12th.
Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 1131, the clerk will read.
House Bill 1131, a bill to be entitled an act to allow the Carteret County Board of Commissioners to redistrict its residency districts for the 2012 primary and general elections. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Representative McElrath is recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To coin a phrase from Representative Sager, this is just to make Carteret County legal. Actually, they adopted their redistricting resolution a couple of days late. It did not interfere with the primary, so it was suggested that we get this in the general statutes. Thank you for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 1131 on its second reading. All those in favor will say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. House Bill 1131 has passed its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 1131 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. House Bill 1131 has passed its third reading and will be sent to the Senate by special messenger. House Bill 1133, the clerk will read.
House Bill 1133, a bill to entitle an act to revise Spender County Commissioner Districts. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Representative Justice is recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. After multiple public hearings, the Pender County Commissioners took the advice of the majority of the citizens who attended the hearings in the redrawing of their districts, and this is now what that drawing ended up being, and I would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 1133 on its second reading. All those in favor will say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. House Bill 1133 has passed its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 1133 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. House Bill 1133 has passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate by special messenger. House Bill 1197, the clerk will read.
House Bill 1197, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize Stokes County to require the payment of delinquent property taxes before recording deeds conveying property. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Representative Holloway is recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The title of the bill says it all, and it just adds Stokes County to an already existing list, and I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 1197 on its second reading. All those in favor will say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. House Bill 1197 has passed its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 1197 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. House Bill 1197 has passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate by special messenger. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery on behalf of Representative Glenn Bradley and I suspect almost all the members on this floor to a former representative and friend to many of us, the Honorable Lucy T. Allen. Welcome. Representative Moore, please state your purpose.
For a motion pertaining to tonight's calendar, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, that House Bill 1179, the short title is Indian Cultural Center, terminate lease, be removed from tonight's calendar and re-referred to the calendar for Wednesday, June the 13th.
Without objection? So ordered. Representative Brown, please state your purpose.
For a motion.
The gentleman is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to make a move to remove Senate Bill 231 from today's calendar and reschedule for Thursday the 14th.
Without objection? So ordered. Representative Moore, please state your purpose.
Further motion with respect actually to that same bill.
The gentleman is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, move that Senate Bill 231, short title Municipal Incorporation Standards, Water Extensions, be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Without objection? So ordered. Ladies and gentlemen, we're still on local bills. House Bill 1212, the clerk will read.
Committee substitute for House Bill 1212, a bill to entitle an act to broaden the exception to the Public Records Act for identifying information of minors participating in local government parks and recreation programs to include all local government programs and also protect email addresses of minors in such programs in the towns of Cary, Garner, Knightdale, Marsville, Roseville, Wake Forest, Wendell, and Zebulon, and in the County of Chatham, and to allow Chatham County flexibility in appointing its Board of Adjustment. General Assembly of North Carolina in Act.
Representative Hackney, please state your purpose.
Speak on the bill.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the bill.
This bill protects minors, identifying information in Chatham and several towns in Wake County, and makes one small change in the Chatham Board of Adjustment.
Representative Stamm, please state your purpose.
Offer an amendment.
Are all members in possession of the amendment?
They should be.
Representative Stamm is recognized to send forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Stamm moves to amend the bill on page 1, lines 6 through 8 by deleting.
The gentleman is recognized to explain the amendment.
This is a Me Too amendment. There are 8 of the towns in Wake Forest, Wake County, that are included. These are the other 4. I think it was just an oversight that they weren't included to begin with. And I would recommend next year that the whole state receive the benefit of this law.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question before the House is the passage of the amendment offered by Representative Stamm for the House Committee Substitute to House Bill 1212. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will let the machine record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative, the amendment passes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back up on the bill. Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of the House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1212 as amended on its second reading. All those in favor will say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. The House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1212 as amended has passed its second reading and without objection. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Chair stands corrected. The amendment did change the title. It will be carried over to tomorrow. Senate Bill 799, the clerk will read.
Senate Bill 799, a bill to entitle an act to remedy infirmities found by a federal court in a local act relating to the election of the Board of Commissioners of Guilford County. General Assembly of North Carolina in Act.
Representative Lewis, please state your purpose.
To debate the bill.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The bill does exactly what the reading clerk just says. I will add that it basically codifies a consent order issued by the courts. I am not aware of anyone who is opposed to the text of the bill and what the bill does, and I would ask for your support. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate. Representative Harrison, please state your purpose.
To debate the bill.
The lady is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I think it's important that we pass this bill because it corrects the maps that we approved last summer. If you all will recall, we had gone through several iterations of this effort to redraw the Guilford County Commissioner maps. They were promised a local referendum to approve them, and that was taken away. And this is an effort to redraw the county commissioner races to favor a certain party, and it's unfortunate it was done in that fashion. And I just wanted to let the taxpayers of North Carolina know that this little episode cost us $100,000. That's money that could have paid for two teachers, but instead is paying for the defense and the plaintiff's attorneys in this lawsuit. I do urge you to support the bill, though, because we need to fix these maps. Thank you.
Representative Brandon, please state your purpose.
To speak on the bill.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the bill.
I appreciate you. I was really confused about this redistricting process in Guilford County, but one thing I know is that we have fixed this process, but there was two things that was left out of it, and one of them is that some of us in the delegation had no idea about the first one, the second, or the third one, and the people of Guilford County still have not had an opportunity to look or to have any say-so about this particular bill. So the first time we tried to get it, the people had no process, and no one had got a chance to look at the maps. The second time we tried to do it, the same thing happened, and now we're back again, and the people of Guilford County still have no idea of what's going on with their own map, so I will be voting no.
Representative Lupke, please state your purpose.
See if Representative Harrison would yield for a question.
Does the lady yield?
I do.
She yields.
Representative Harrison, this repair that we're talking about, is this related to the fact that 23,000 residents of Guilford County did not, in fact, have representation under the plan?
Actually, it was 42,000. In one particular county commissioner district, were left out of the maps and had no representation.
Follow-up?
I yield.
The lady yield for a follow-up. She yields.
So this legislation is needed because of an error that was made last year, leaving out the 42,000 residents in terms of having any representation?
Precisely. We don't really have a choice. The maps is drawn were unconstitutional, and that this fix is absolutely necessary.
Thank you.
Representative Adams, please state your purpose.
Just speak briefly on the bill.
The lady is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and ladies and gentlemen of the House. I want to thank Representative Bluss for, I understand this bill was on for last week and I had to be in Greensboro. I agree with Representative Harrison, and we had some difficulties in our county and on this floor back and forth with the Guilford County and our commissioners. We gave them an opportunity to come up with the lines, and then we took it back and went back and forth. This is not an attempt to correct that problem. I have talked with the county commissioners in Guilford, and because they are not opposing it at this point, I'm going to support this bill. But I think it's just unfortunate that we had to take this route. But we do need to make this correction, so I'm going to be supporting the bill.
Representative Jeffers, please state your purpose.
Speak on the bill, Mr.
The lady is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House. I too would like to voice my concern. I feel like we really don't have any choice because we do need to fix this. But many of us had absolutely no input, nor did our constituents, the people of Guilford County, and I think they still don't really understand what is happening. Those that do are a little bit concerned. But I hope if this ever happens again that we will have the opportunity to all of us have input as to what is happening to our county. Thank you.
Representative Bluss, please state your purpose.
Speak on the bill.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, I'd like to add my voice to the chorus urging you to support this bill. There were some problems in the bill as it passed. It came over from the Senate, and The big fix in this bill is that one of the districts, District 6, should have had an election this year, and this fixes that. That's the district that was left open, and this also designates one of two current members who were districted together as the at-large district for the next 2 years. So it fixes the problems with the bill as passed, and I would just point out there were some flaws in the process and there was some sloppy work done, but this bill is actually saving taxpayer money, because for the first time in a decade or more, there's actually some competitive county commissioner elections going on in Guilford County this year. Competitive elections, and lo and behold, now that there's competitive elections, that huge tax increase that the news was reporting all year long was going to hit Guilford County, with competitive election, that huge tax increase vaporized and went poof in the air once commissioners knew, hey, I could lose my seat, and they actually passed a budget that had a slight, minuscule tax cut last week. So taxpayers of Guilford and citizens of Guilford have already gained from this process, and I urge your support.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 799 on its second reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 799 has passed the second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 799 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 799 has passed its third reading and will be enrolled. Senate Bill 830, the clerk will read. That was in the grouping, ladies and gentlemen. House Bill 1093, the clerk will read.
Committee substitute for House Bill 1093, a bill to be entitled an act to provide regulatory relief for farmers by designating that an additional representative of agriculture shall be included among the General Assembly's appointments to the Environmental Management Commission by requiring that notice be given to the Board of Agriculture when any proposed rule would directly affect agriculture, and by clarifying that the power to issue civil penalties conferred by statute on the Commissioner, Board of Agriculture, Pesticide Board, or Structural Pest Control Committee includes the power for those bodies to determine that non-monetary sanctions, education, or training are sufficient to address a violation of rule or statute as recommended by the House Select Committee on Agricultural Regulations. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Representative Bradley, please state your purpose.
To explain the bill.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The long title basically explained everything that this bill does. House Bill 1093, Agriculture Regulatory Reform. It designates that one of the six members which the General Assembly appoints to the EMC must have some agricultural experience. It designates that any new rules which will impact agriculture must be provided notice to the Board of Agriculture.
The House will come to order. The gentleman may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And it clarifies that enforcement authorities have the discretion to provide compliance assistance rather than punitive funds when farmers are unintentionally out of compliance. And we do have one quick technical correction via amendment, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bradley is recognized to send forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Bradley moves to amend the bill on page 4, line 45, by rewriting the line to read.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment is very simple because of the fact that we have required notice to the Board of Agriculture. This changes the effective date so that rules that are currently in the system in the on the way out there, it won't impact the enforcement or actually the notification date, and it makes it all work. It's a technical correction. I appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment. If not, the question before the House is the passage of the amendment offered by Representative Bradley for the House Committee substitute to House Bill 1093. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The House will lock the machine and record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative, the amendment passes. We are back on the bill. Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is the passage of the House Committee substitute for House Bill 1093 as amended on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 118 having voted affirmative and none in the negative. The House Committee substitute for House Bill 1093 has passed its, as amended, has passed its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of the House Committee substitute to House Bill 1093 as amended on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. The House Committee substitute for House Bill 1093 as amended has passed its second or third reading and will be engrossed and sent to the Senate by special messenger. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the last bill, bottom of the page. Senate Bill 518, the clerk will read.
House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 518, a bill to be entitled an act to require landlords to give notice to the North Carolina State Bar of an attorney's default on a lease in order to protect the confidentiality of the attorney's files. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Representative Ross is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill simply requires that a landlord with actual knowledge that a tenant is an attorney upon taking possession of the demised premises must give the state bar notice and an opportunity to retrieve any potentially confidential materials left behind by the tenant. This arises from a situation where a landlord basically just dumped a whole bunch of confidential information into a public place and compromised a case in attorney-client privilege. There's no opposition to the bill, and I commend it to you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of the House Committee substitute to Senate Bill 518 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative and 4 in the negative. The House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 518 has passed its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of the House Committee substitute to Senate Bill 518 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. The House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 518 has passed its third reading and will be returned to the Senate. Representative Hastings, please state your purpose.
Mr. Speaker, if it pleases the Speaker, I would like to have been recorded as voting aye on House Bill 176. It was Representative Larry Hall's fault. He was detaining me.
The gentleman was in the chamber. The gentleman will be recorded as voting aye. Pages, if we could have you come to the front of the chamber this time. Pages, as the clerk calls your name, if you'll try and stand forward and wave so that we can recognize you individually. The clerk will read.
Felix Allen Wake. Graham Blossom, New Hanover. Jennifer Chambly, Guilford. William Chung, Alexander. Maya Deb Wake. Sarah Ford, Wake, Richard Hall, Cumberland, Spencer Hazel, Guilford, Logan Hensley, Rockingham, Ian Hensley, Rockingham, Patrick John, Wake, Richard Killian, Mecklenburg, Ashley King, Onslow, Benjamin Little, Mecklenburg, Samuel Little, Mecklenburg, Mallory Lowe, Randolph, Alexa Martin, Wake, Garrett Messingill, Johnston, Katie Newman, Mecklenburg, Raina Onan, Mecklenburg, Elizabeth Robbins, Forsyth,
Julia Starchuk Wake, Jennifer Stevenson Mecklenburg, Isabel Tamburo Wake, John Whisen Cleveland, Porter Yelton Cleveland.
Julia, did we get that name right? Did we pronounce that right? Close. That's a nice way of saying no, but it was close. Well, welcome, Pages. We welcome you this week to the House Chamber. We appreciate your thank you in advance for your service to the Chamber this week. We hope you have an opportunity to learn a little bit about what we're doing and also have fun along the way. So thank you very much for your service and welcome. You may now return to your stations. Notices and announcements. Representative Brawley, please state your purpose.
Point of personal privilege.
The House will come to order. The gentleman is recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to point out that the page Richard Killian is a surprisingly handsome man to be the son of Representative Killian.
Representative Langan, please state your purpose.
Announcement.
The gentleman is recognized for an announcement.
The Ag Committee meeting has been changed to room 421 at 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Representative Mills, please state your purpose.
An announcement.
The gentleman is recognized.
House Transportation Committee will meet tomorrow, 12 noon. There is a room change. It will be meeting in room 544.
Representative Setzer, please state your purpose.
Announcement.
The gentleman is recognized.
The Committee on Finance will meet in our usual room at 8:30 a.m. in the morning.
Representative Floyd, please state your purpose.
For a moment of personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman is recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, in 1775, the Continental Army was established, June the 14th. 237 years. We, the citizens of Fayetteville, would like for you to join us on June the 14th to recognize the military for 237 years. In 1990, Fort Bragg family consists of 36,000 military personnel. Today, it consists of 56,000 military personnel. Our VA hospital, which is located on Ramsey Street, have gone through many significant changes. Facelifts. Our VA facility handles a 21-county region. Upgrades are in Goldsboro, Jacksonville, and Wilmington. Walmart Hospital has seen many upgrades and will get another facelift in 2013. The Warrior Transitional Complex will be online. And this is the key that we were talking about, the Military Business Center. At some point in time, they have some connection. 700 employees will be at that center. Now, we are in Cumberland County are experiencing a medical growth, which again, that Military Business Center would have some connection with that. Our Cape Fear Valley Hospital is going to have, and Hope County is going to build a 41-bed at a cost of $100 million. At the same time, it would employ about 300 people. Also, in the same area within striking distance, our VA hospital, because it sees the expansion, is going to build a facility, $120 million, going to employ 700 people. First South Medical Facility is going to build a $30 million facility, going to employ 100 individuals and 8 beds. What I'm simply saying, sometime we in the House have to look at what our military community has provided for this great state. And sometime when we say, let's be a military-friendly state, let's do it. Join us on June the 14th in recognizing 237 7 years of protecting this great nation. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Dollar, please state your purpose.
An announcement.
The gentleman is recognized for an announcement.
Mr. Speaker, let me make two announcements. The first one is, on Wednesday, the North Carolina Dermatological Association is going to do a free skin cancer screening. And I'll probably mention this again tomorrow, but it's going to be from 9 to 3 in room 1112, room 1112 here in the legislative building. So if you got spots on you, if you got something that you have an interest in, the Dermatology Association is going to be here and give you a free screening. So you got to take advantage of that. The other announcement, Mr. Speaker, is that the House Health Committee will meet tomorrow at 10 in 1228, and that's a room change. So here in this building, 1228 at 10 o'clock for the Health Committee.
Representative Holloway, please state your purpose.
Make an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized for an announcement.
This afternoon, we sent out an amended notice. In case you didn't see it, the House Education Committee will meet tomorrow at regular time at 10 o'clock. But there has been a room change. We will not be in 643. We will instead be in room 544.
Representative Hare, please state your purpose.
For an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized.
Just to remind everybody that Wednesday is the day, and the day is the day when we have the brims on the ladies and the bows on the men. Now, I know that Representative McGee always brings some extra bow ties, and he gives lessons with no charge. Is that still the same this year? No charge for bow tie lessons. And I've got one or two bow ties in my office in 609. So feel free to come up there, and as a compliment to Representative McGee, I will not charge for bow tying lessons either. So remember, it's Wednesday all day, and so get out your brims and get out your bows. Come on out. We're going to have fun.
Representative Faison, please state your purpose.
For an announcement, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman is recognized for an announcement.
This is for the House Democrats. There will be a House Democrats.
The House will come to order.
There will be a House Democrats Business Caucus Wednesday at 10 a.m. at 1425. Focus will be on jobs and the disparate impact of job losses on minorities.
Representative Adams, please state your purpose.
For an announcement, Mr. Speaker.
The lady is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just wanted to join Representative Hare and invite everyone to come out with your hats on Wednesday. And if you need one, I did bring some extra brims with me. So I'd be happy to loan them to you if you'd like to use them for the day. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, the chair would also like to recognize, and I'm sure the chair speaks for all members, in welcoming Representative Adams back. I know you've taken an injury, and true to your form, you're back in the seat the next day. So welcome back, and we wish you a speedy recovery. Further notices and announcements, the clerk will read.
The Finance Subcommittee on Occupancy Tax will meet tomorrow at 8 a.m. in room change to 605 LOB.
Further notices and announcements. Representative LaRocque is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, subject to ratification of bills, messages from the Senate, committee reports, conference reports, referral of bills and resolutions, appointment of conferees, and in memory of Mr. John G. Medlin, former chairman and CEO of Wachovia Corp., I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene on Tuesday, June 12th at 2 p.m.
Representative LaRocque moves, set forth, as according to the stipulation set forth in the amendment and in memory of John Medlin, to adjourn to reconvene on Tuesday, June the 12th at 2 p.m. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. That was seconded by Representative Pittman. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
I'm going right over there because I'm three blocks. We're going to Sullivan's. Yep.
Does that matter? Messages from the Senate, Clerk Reed.
Senate Bill 906, a bill to entitle an act to allow time and eggs head lease property for a licensed nurse gone for over 40 years without treating it as a sale.
Government.
Senate Bill 919, a bill to entitle an act to allow the Carver County Board of Commissioners to restrict the residents of districts for the 2012 primary and general election.
Government.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 932, bill to entitle an act authorizing Union County to construct law enforcement human services facilities using design build delivery methods.
Government.
Senate Bill 934, bill to entitle an act to permit the Lower Cape Fear Water and Sewer Authority to utilize the design build method of construction for a 14-mile parallel water transmission line within its service area.
Government. A motion of Representative Tim Moore, House Resolution 1191 is withdrawn from calendar 36B and referred to the Committee on Rules. Without objection. House Bill 1196. House Bill 1196 is withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and Calendar pursuant to Rule 36B. House Bill 1085 is withdrawn from Finance and Calendar pursuant to Rule 36B. Senate Bill 869 is withdrawn from Government and referred to State Personnel. House Bill 1091 is withdrawn from Government and referred to Rules. House Bill 1007 is withdrawn from Rules and Calendar pursuant to Rule 36B, and House Bill 1107 is withdrawn from Finance and Calendar pursuant to Rule 36B. Is there any objection? Messages from the Senate. House Bill 235, Senate Committee Substitute Bill to be entitled an act to amend the laws pertaining to termination of parental rights to include conviction of a sexually related offense that results in the conception of a juvenile as a basis for the termination of parental rights for the concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute Bill which changes title upon concurrence, calendar 36B. Senate Bill 815, a bill to be entitled an act initiating reform of the workforce development laws of North Carolina, modifying the composition of the North Carolina Commission on Workforce Development Commerce. Senate Bill 881, a bill to be entitled an act to transfer the warehouse formerly operated by the Law Enforcement Support Services Division and its contents from the Department of Justice to the Department of Public Safety to assign the responsibility of storage management of the evidence housed in the warehouses, referred to Judiciary Subcommittee A. Senate Bill 939, a bill to be entitled an act to permit the City of Fayetteville to disclose limited personnel information to the members of the Citizen Review Board to facilitate its review of police disciplinary cases, referred to the Committee on Government. And I've